hey, my name is Chris Johnson. You know what I gotta fucking do these days? Just to fucking keep shit straight. I have to fucking write everything down. I gotta make like lists for myself. For the longest time, I hated the idea of doing this. There's no real good logical reason why I would hate like writing something down so I'd remember it. I just fucking resisted it. I don't want to be fucking list guy. I don't want to have like fucking post-it notes all over my wall like that asshole from A Beautiful Mind. I thought to myself, you know what? You're a fucking grown ass man. You can fucking remember the shit that you have to get done. And maybe you can remember certain shit. Maybe like a doctor's appointment, although I haven't been to the doctor in 10 years. Yes, I know. I fucking talked about it at work the other day. I'm gonna fucking try to make an appointment as soon as possible. I wrote it down. It's on my list. See? I fucking wrote it on my list. But big things I can remember. Appointments. I had to go to the dentist a couple weeks ago. I remembered that fucking appointment. Now, I did write it down on my calendar, so maybe that's fucking cheating. And they send me like 8,000 texts reminding me. I get like an email reminder, one text reminder, another text reminder. Like, I'll fucking be there, goddammit. Motherfucker, like, if I'm not there, you're gonna charge me anyway. You'd think it'd be in their best interests for me not to show up. You don't fucking want me there. Then you gotta fucking charge me like whatever the fee is. I don't even know. And then I'll go and I'll pay again at the visit. But I just didn't want to be list guy. I didn't want to fucking do it. But I finally fucking gave in, because what would happen is I would see something that I wanted to get done. Hey, my closet looks like shit. Maybe I should organize this. I gotta fucking take care of the dishes and get some of this shit off the counters. I gotta fucking do that after work. Oh, you gotta do your fucking laundry, all that shit. So I would see like those 6 fucking things, but I would immediately forget them. Like I would walk into the kitchen and be like, oh, these dishes are fucked. Oh, you know what? I'll remember to do that. And then I walk into the fucking living room and there'd be like just a little mess on the floor. Like I opened up a package of shit all over the place. It's like, fuck, I really gotta take care of that. Then I walk into the bedroom and be like, man, this closet looks like fucking shit. You know, maybe I'll do that. And then like the other 2 things are completely gone. So I will just fucking erase all this shit from my fucking mind. Now, if the Blue Jays are playing, I know the fucking Jays game's on. You know what I mean? Sporting events. Buffalo Bills playing, I got that shit on lock. Hey, the playoffs are coming up. I know all that shit's going on. You know why? Because I like that stuff. Because that stuff is fun for me. If it's fun for me, I'm gonna fucking remember it. I got runs. I never forget my fucking runs. I don't have to fucking write those down. I mean, I do write them down just so I know like where the fuck I'm going, but like I know already that I have a fucking run on Saturday again. And then I know right now I gotta run the fucking Sunday after that. And then after that Sunday run, I got a Wednesday run. And then I'm off a week and then I got like another run. Like I know all this off the top of my fucking head. I can rattle that shit up because I like it. You know what I don't like doing? Cleaning my fucking closet. You know what I don't like doing? Fucking vacuuming. I don't like doing chores. I don't like doing shit. I gotta write the shit down. So I make a list and I'll write like all the shit I want to do. Some of it I need to do. Some of it's just stuff like clean the closet. Clean the closet's been on that fucking list probably for like 2 months now. Because like that's a low level fucking worry. Like if the dishes are fucked in the sink and I got to remember to unload the dishwasher and load the new shit, I got to do that right fucking now. Because it's going to be like, I'm going to see that and just get pissed with myself. And then sometimes I don't want to add to that list because that's like the weekly list. And I'll have like a post-it note that you hear right there. I got it in my hand and I wrote down podcasts, and hey, I'm fucking doing one. I'm fucking doing something on my list. I wrote down laundry. I wrote down Oreo balls, and I wrote down, I don't know what that says. Checkbook? Oh yeah, I bought some music on Bandcamp. So I got to fucking like mark that shit down on the checkbook. That's like a mini list. That's a sub list. See, all that's not shit. I got to make Oreo balls. I'm going to see the judge in Nits and Gonzo tomorrow. I got to make some Oreo balls for him. And I got to make some for a couple weeks too. I told my cousin's son that I was going to make him some. I think I resisted making lists because, I don't know, they made me feel like inadequate. Like, you know what? Like, I am a smart, well-adjusted adult. I'm going to remember all this shit. But I never remember all that shit. It's just too much to remember. I have a tough time remembering shit that I don't want to fucking do. Shit that I don't care about, I have a tough time fucking remembering. I remember when I fucking see it. I remember when I walk into the fucking bedroom, like, I just had 2 days off. I didn't do jack shit. I just sat on my ass thinking like, oh, I got nothing to do. And then I walk in there right before bed. I'm like, this fucking closet's fucked. And then I'll just be disappointed with myself. And another thing too, that writing out the lists helps me do is keep track of what the fuck I did. Because sometimes on like a day off, this is like shit that's deep-seated from my fucking childhood, like getting yelled at for like not doing anything or not cleaning my room. Like, you gotta fucking do this and this and this. And then like, if I didn't do it, they get pissed. Or like having shit drilled into my head, like I have to do all these things. Like you have to fucking get all your work done before you can play games. Which is kind of bullshit. You can play games whenever the fuck you want. Like, so long as the work gets done, who cares when you do the fucking work? So, like, I got, like, this deep-seated anxiety about, like, wasting, like, time. Like, if like, I have a day off, like, man, I gotta get some things done or else I'm just gonna be a lazy piece of shit. you know, parents thought I was a lazy piece of shit because my room was too fucking dirty. So, like, I don't want to feel like a lazy piece of shit in my house. Like, I got, like, it's like 8-year-old me is haunting 41-year-old me. So if I don't make a list and I don't cross shit off the list, I have no idea what the fuck I did. Like, I'll do these fucking shitty chores I don't want to fucking do. I can do 5 of them. But just like I forget them if I don't write them down, I forget that I fucking did them. So, like, if I make the list and I cross it off the list, I can, like, look at the list and be like, oh, yeah, I fucking did this, this, and this, and I'll feel better about myself. I like how, like, in my older age here, my middle age, like, I'm functioning in such a way that, like, I'm just doing things to, like, make myself not panic. Like, I've got such a fucking handle on me these days. Like, I know this is gonna set me off, this is gonna set me off, this is gonna set me off. So, fuck it, I'll make some lists. I'll do shit that I don't want to do just to keep my fucking mind at ease. And you know what? It's working. I'm doing more shit. I'm getting more fucking done. And it's all because I'm writing it down like an old lady. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's the new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the motherfucking host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and wherever the fuck you want. I am on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHatesYou. I'm in my Facebook timeline. You can catch the podcast there. And if you're in the fucking photos, videos, Chris Johnson's face, that is an Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.